is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Man, it has been just kind of a whirlwind day for me.
Yeah.
I literally just got like minutes before the show started. I just got done doing an interview with a reporter or columnist. He calls himself a columnist. I guess there is a difference for the New York Times.
Columnist gets better branding.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And this guy's been with the Times since the mid-1990s. He does this kind of series of articles where he wanders around the country and just reports on things of interest. And he got interested in the Free State Project. So he was coming to Boston for some other story, passing through, figured, or was nearby enough, and he did the research necessary to learn about Free Keene. He literally showed up at the front door of the Keene Activist Center today and knocked on the door, talked to Garrett Ian, one of the Robin Hooders, for an hour and a half on the porch. I happened to arrive home during this. You know, I didn't know this guy was going to show up. Happened to arrive home from being in Concord for most of the day doing state house activism, and you know, then he wants to talk to me. So he just spent an hour interviewing me about various things. So hopefully we'll be seeing the Free State Project appearing in the New York Times very, very soon, which would be fantastic. He said that apparently there was an article, because he was, you know, as he was researching the Free State Project, he found an article that was done in the Times about the Free State Project from back in 2003. So it sounds like it's been a decade. It's about time that there's
a retrospective, as it were.
It's about time that there's another one. By the way, with you tonight, it is Ian here.
And Mark.
And we have a special guest co-host with us tonight, Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
Hello. So,
hey, Lauren. Last time we had you on was at the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, and that was really fun. We had a great time.
But you were only on for a segment. Now you will be on for 12 segments, and or also known as 3 full hours of Free Talk Live.
Oh, wow. That's exhausting for the audience.
Welcome.
Well, I thought you were so great that I just wanted to make sure that we had the opportunity, as soon as a spot opened up, that we could get you on. So now, and I think another thing that's great is that here on Free Talk Live, people have called in about objectivism and that kind of thing, but I can't say I'm even, you know, like, my familiar maybe might be a term, but certainly not an expert by any means.
Yeah, I would say that I'm about the same.
Yeah. So I'm interested in knowing more as time goes by.
Well, I don't think anybody can actually be an expert on really anything. We're always learning and always growing, and I think that's the real message of Objectivist Girl, is never stop learning and never stop growing. I mean, my motto is, knowledge is not for all men, but for those who seek it, so keep seeking.
Now, objectivistgirl.com is your website. You moved here as part of the Free State Project.
Yes, I did.
What, can you give us a little bit of history about you and, like, what turned you on to the Free State Project? Where'd you come from?
Oh, yeah. So, I grew up kind of picked on by other kids. It wasn't a fun experience. And
no, everybody says this. Do you?
I know.
Were you really the one that was picked on, or were you just kind of picked on as much as everybody? Because there's, you know, most people can point to somebody in school who was, yeah, that person was definitely picked on more than me.
Oh, no.
And what I want to know is, were you the person, because there's got to be somebody at school that can't point to somebody else and say, oh, yeah, they were picked on more than me. And I just want to know, were you that person, or were you just normally picked on?
I was literally that person.
Okay.
So I was the person.
You're not
fat. No, I was put in my locker every single day.
Wow, you got a big locker.
Like, no, it was a really tiny locker. I was 88 pounds. It was, like, really, really, really tiny. I was a swimmer. So they used to put me in my locker every day. I guess the truth upsets everybody. So I used to tell the truth, and so that would get me locked in my locker. And the teachers would take shifts and walk by to see if I was in my locker, because everybody knew that I was going to get locked in my locker at some point during the day.
So you played sports and still got
a swimmer. Apparently that doesn't count.
Counted in my world. I didn't do it.
It's hard.
So, wow, I'm stunned.
Okay, so picked on in school. How
right.
does that get you?
So
where you are today?
I thought later in college. I was thinking
to
myself.
Were you getting put in your locker in college?
No,
too?
No,
okay,
thank
so that
goodness.
Problem went away.
That's good. No, they didn't have lockers. Thank goodness. I'm terrified of those things. No, I won't go near them. I have lagerphobia. So anyway, I decided I was going to change my personality and like kind of tone myself down. And I told this to a professor and he was like, don't do that. Here, read this. And he gave me Anthem. And from that point on, I was like, I'm not only acceptable, I'm awesome. Like, I'm awesome just the way I am, and here's how I become more awesome.
I'm with you, 100%. So, you know, yeah, high school has a lot of mechanisms in it, and they're certainly not just institutional mechanisms. To some extent, they're these mechanisms that have been brought along year after year after year. When I was in, I joined a club in high school, and that club had this, it was a Latin club, and it had the slave sale. And the slave sale...
terrifying.
They were just kind of showing that people owned people. And part of the slave sale was you had to do sort of this embarrassing thing. The freshmen were sold to the upperclassmen, and they were just kind of embarrassed them and stuff. And this was part of the process. I was, you know, shot with a squirt gun that had Sprite in it. I had a pizza crust tied to my forehead. A variety of sort of weird things were done to me in this slave sale. And it's not that I... complained to the authorities. It's not that I decided this wasn't going to happen.
Sorry.
This is really good, Ian. Thank you. It's dramatic.
What dramatic music.
It was very dramatic.
And it's what I did was is I waited until next year, and I did it to the next set of freshmen.
Oh, my gosh.
And
no.
This is, yeah. And this happens, and this is the cycle of abuse. It happens, and it happens, and it happens. That person who shoved you in a locker was likely shoved in a locker before that, yep. Or they at least saw somebody else doing it. They saw that that behavior was acceptable and even the right thing to do. So high school does its best to take your personality and shove it back down.
Oh, and yeah. Even my professors were like, maybe you should try and fit in more. And I'm like, really? Like, why don't you be less loud? And I'm like, because that's how I am. Like,
absolutely.
I like who I am. I'm happy. But the thing was, is I was this huge Jesus freak. So, I was really into Jesus, and I was just kept forgiving everybody, you know? And I came home one day, and my mom is just like, Lauren, sometimes you need to be a bee. Okay?
So?
I was like, I don't know how to do that. I just know how to be nice to people.
What was the religion? I'm just curious.
Catholicism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what, how old were you when you decided that Catholicism wasn't for you? Because I know objectivism, everybody, you know, all the objectivists are atheists.
College.
So, there had to be a big turn. So it was the reading of Anthem.
No, actually it was right before that. I don't think I would have been as open to it if I hadn't been an atheist first.
Okay.
Yeah.
What convinced you on atheism?
Actually, I was dating a guy who I still see. He's wonderful. He was back in Indiana, one of my good friends, and he talked to me about it and kind of, I was kind of leaning towards that a little bit. I'd started to kind of question some of the things that didn't seem logical. So he brought me to a place where I felt like I could talk about it and explore my feelings about it. And I realized that he was right, that none of this made any sense, and that I was the most important thing in my own life. And, like, Anthem reaffirmed that for me, was that I am my own God. I'm the center of my own universe. So that's awesome. Everybody should read Anthem.
People are freaking out on the radios right now.
It's actually the only Ayn Rand book I've ever read, and it was one of the only books I ever read in high school that they ordered me to read.
I read Anthem, Fountainhead, and Atlas Shrugged.
What did you guys think of it?
I liked it.
Anthem? I thought Anthem was great, and it was nice. It was the right size.
It was short.
Yeah, you could plow through it. Atlas Shrugged in many places became arduous for me, and I just don't. Because it was Ayn Rand, I felt I had to get through it. Because of the job that I do, I felt I had to get through Atlas Shrugged, but I just... it didn't move me the way Fountainhead did.
Right.
We're going to come back with more here. If you have some thoughts you'd like to share, an issue you want to discuss, we are here for you. We're not going to spend all 3 hours getting Lauren's history, but I do want to know, you know, where she came from, what's the, you know, the story, and how'd you end up in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project? We'll get to the rest of that story here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on joined the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We have a special guest co-host tonight. She is Lauren, also known as Objectivist Girl. She's from hailing from Manchester at this time. First time in Keene, actually, as we just discovered during the break. And we're kind of I guess having her recount her story as far as, like, well, where did you come from? How did you end up here in New Hampshire? You were telling us, Lauren, that you were kind of picked on in school, and then you sort of found yourself. And ultimately, you ended up here. The Free State Project, of course, the best chance, in my opinion, to achieve liberty in your lifetime. If you care about freedom, if you want to have some semblance of it at some point in the future, then it just makes sense to get together with other people who think like you.
Right.
Because there aren't enough. I mean, sorry, there just aren't enough liberty-minded people anywhere in the United States.
No.
So the idea is, well, let's take the stragglers, you know, the people who are frustrated, who want more freedom, the people who are willing to do something to achieve that freedom. And because there's a lot of talker in the liberty movement. There are a lot of people who their idea of activism is to post a Facebook update. Sorry, it's going to take more than that. So let's bring 20,000 of them all to the same place. Hence, the Free State Project. New Hampshire was chosen. There are over 15,500 people who have currently signed up to move here. Over 1,500 have actually made, you know, are actually here. So you're one of the early movers, Lauren, and you moved in 2013?
Yes, it did. Oh, no.
2014?
Yes, 2013. You're right. So I'm losing track of the years now. No, I moved here in August, and
okay.
It's been amazing ever since. Like, if you haven't moved here, you need to, because it is so much fun.
Well, for me, I think it is fun. And one of the things I think about the Free State Project is if you're not motivated to move, we don't want you.
Sure. You know? Oh, man, that's harsh.
It's supposed to be harsh. I mean, the fact is that we are a vanguard of people that are bringing the ideas of liberty to New Hampshire. We are the ones that have to set up camp. And then once the camp's set up, a certain amount of other people will straggle in. And then once the fires are going, the stores are being told, and the s'mores are being, then all the, you know, all the rest of them, the you know, they're going to float in and want your s'mores and stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine. I know that that's what we're here to do. But you've got to be dedicated to be here, because if you're not dedicated, you're going to come and you're like, oh God, this is, I can't be away from mama. And you're going to go home. And that, it's happened, right?
There have been people who have gone home. That's
true.
Oh, man.
It's not great for the Free State Project. If somebody comes and then leaves, I'd rather them not come at all.
Yeah, true. So what brought you here? Why New Hampshire? How did you encounter the Free State Project? And was it an immediate, yes, I have to do this? Or did you have to think about it for a little while?
Actually, I went to a... because of Ayn Rand, I went to the Atlas Summit. So shameless plug, guys, you should go to the Atlas Summit this summer. It's June 19th through the 22nd in New Hampshire, so you can check out the Free State Project while you're
Isn't
here.
Isn't that right before Porkfest?
Yes, it is. It's okay. Right before Porkfest, so stick around and hang out with us at Porkfest. Why not come a little bit early? So anyway, I went to the Atlas Summit.
Where was it when you went to it? Was it also
it
New
was, No, it was in D.C.
Okay.
So this year I'm doing all the recruiting for it, so if you guys want to get a hold of me, I can help you guys obtain student scholarships if any of you are students. To come here completely free. So that's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Cool.
And then you just stick around for Porkfest. So anyway, I ended up going to the Atlas Summit and meeting a lot of the Free Staters, like Carla Garricky. Carla got me excited about it because she is awesome.
Oh, yeah. She's a really cool lady.
Yeah, she's really cool. So I ended up moving here right afterwards because George Lambert offered me a social media job on his campaign, and I did that for a little while. Unfortunately, George fell ill, and we had to stop the campaign, which is unfortunate, but I stuck around afterwards because I fell in love with it, and I fell in love with the people here because they're amazing.
So it was your experience just meeting Carla, who is the current president of the Free State Project, and she transferred whatever level of enthusiasm was necessary to get you jazzed up about this. Did you visit New Hampshire before you moved, or did you just move?
No. No, I had never been to New Hampshire. I couldn't possibly predict how cold it would be here. But
you're
it's
from
okay.
Indiana.
It's actually colder here.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
It was a cold year, but I think it was a cold year all over the country. I'm just surprised. I mean, I don't know whether you're talking about northern Indiana or southern Indiana here, but as I understand it, it's on par with Chicago weather.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's totally worth it because, as my friend Amanda Billy Rock put it so nicely, she said that even though it's cold here, the hearts of the Free Staters are so warm that it doesn't.
Totally true. The community is unprecedented here. And, I mean, let alone all the great activism. I mean, there's all kinds of fun activism, as you were kind of referencing
earlier.
Oh,
yeah, it's a blast.
But the community itself is just, you can't match it. It doesn't exist anywhere else. There's no chance that it is going to exist anywhere else at any point in at least the foreseeable future.
All the good activists have been sucked up with the Free State Project at this point.
If they haven't yet, they're on their way.
Yeah, if you want to, I mean, you might be able to set this up on the other side of the world or something.
They tried that. Free State Europe didn't go anywhere.
It didn't go anywhere, no.
We just sucked in Carlos Morales from Truth Over Comfort.
That's
so,
right. And he came from Asheville, which was the site of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project.
Yeah, he came with me so we can do a... do our own live show. So,
and he's great. Really, we had him on briefly from the Liberty Forum. Carlos, for those that were listening, may recall, he's a former CPS, a Child Protective Services officer, who has since left that particular line of work and is now doing something productive. And it's wonderful. And he's really great. I'm looking forward to actually checking out his show. I haven't had a chance to do that.
That's amazing. You'll love it. He's got so much passion. It's great.
So freestateproject.org. Go and you can get signed up there. Join over 15,500 people that have done as we have done. Well, the 15,000 haven't moved yet, but they've all signed the statement that has said that they will move once 20,000 is reached. We decided to move early. Mark and myself came back in 2006, and it's really been interesting. I mean, you just kind of came into it last year, but we've had the experience of watching it grow. You know, when I came here, it was half a dozen people living in the Keene area.
Wow.
It's now, you know, a couple dozen. And, of course, you're living in Manchester, where there's probably, I don't know, a couple hundred people. It seems like it, at least. It's hard to even keep tabs on it all, because it seems like every week there's new movers coming in, at least in the Manchester area. That's the feeling that I get, and I'm on the outside. You know, I don't know if that's an exaggeration. Certainly once a month.
Well, Ian, you're trying to quantify these people, and that's incredibly difficult. You were at the fair here in Cheshire County.
That's right. Yeah.
And you were running a booth for the Shire Society, getting people to sign the Shire Society pledge or whatever it is that you've got there.
Mm-hmm.
And some people who moved to the Free State Project wandered by that you'd never met, that never did any kind of activism. They're,
well, that we know of, right? I mean, it was a family, so maybe their kind of activism is different.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so I should say that they weren't involved in the community. Like, you have a choice. You move,
right, the Free
State Project.
Yeah.
The Free State Project is what you want it to be. If you want to just pick up your life, move to New Hampshire, vote for the liberty-oriented candidates, write a letter to the editor now and then,
yep,
and that's your level of commitment to activism.
That's fine.
It's not like anybody's going to, well, you know, knock on your door and say, you're not being active enough.
Exactly.
Whatever you want.
So check it out at freestateproject.org. We'll come back with more here in moments. And, you know, Lauren, you sound like somebody who, just based on what you said so far, that you're interested in self-improvement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we've been kind of, throughout the last couple weeks, sprinkling in some of the 30 things to stop doing to yourself. Maybe we'll pick up on some of those tonight.
Wow, I'm excited.
Also, you can dial in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And, Mark, I know you had this one because I had this as well. I saw it on your post on the Facebook. Are we on the verge of Bitcoin mass adoption?
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want right here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You just send a contact request. It will be approved. And then it'll be easy for you to contact us via Skype from that point forward. Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. And you, the listener, can create the content there on the front page of the website. In fact, everything that you see on the front page was created by listeners like you. Everything as you scroll down, the numbered items, there are sometimes YouTube videos, sometimes news posts, blog posts, whatever it is that you find online that you think is worthy of sharing, you submit it to our site, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, depending on whether they like or dislike. And you get to vote on things, too, over at freetalklive.com.
Leader Amp, I just did an interview just before the show started with Dr. Matt Barney, of the founder of Leader Amp. And what Leader Amp is it's a program to help you develop in the area of persuasive skills. So a lot of people use their words to do their job, like I do. And persuasion, it can help you in all kinds of areas, whether you're in sales or you're a speaking professional or, for instance, just working inside the office with other people. Lots of people can use these skills, and you can go to leaderamp.freetalklive.com and sign up for their program. Now, LeaderAmp isn't these self-help things have always been books or programs or speeches or seminars, things like that. LeaderAmp's different. It is an app for your smartphone that you use and sort of interact with throughout the day, and then it gives you feedback and how you can grow and learn. It'll put you on a little chart, show you where you can get better, where you can improve. It also matches you against other people in the little social network of LeaderAmp. It also has historical figures put on there so that you can see that nobody's perfect, and we all have to work on these skills, and this will help you. It costs, it's $25. You go to the Indiegogo campaign at leaderamp.freetalklive.com. You sign up for the $25 tier, you will get what I signed up for, which is, you know, an evaluation. Now, obviously, they have to get finished with the app, and that's going to be coming in the near future. But $25, that's what a hardcover book costs. You can either buy some book that you probably won't even read, or you can have this app that you interact with. Leaderamp.freetalklive.com.
All right, so our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. Mark, you actually did something that was shocking to me today, and Lauren, it'll be interesting to get your opinion on this. You pulled down a post that I made on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
I did.
Now,
I was shocked
at this for multiple reasons. I mean, generally, we like to post things on our page that we think our listeners might be interested in. You know, it sparks discussion, it sparks sharing, it sparks likes. You're really into this whole Facebook posting thing. Now, all of a sudden, you pulled down a post that I made. What was that all about?
So you apparently you go out on a regular basis, and you go to the courthouse, and you pass out your literature. Is this the Don't Take a Plea Deal literature?
That's what I was doing this morning, yes.
So this is a great deal of dedication you've had. I don't know how many years you've been doing this.
I don't know either.
A few years you've been going out. You've been passing out literature that shows people who are at the courthouse, hopefully mostly for victimless crimes. We just know from the numbers that it's mostly victimless crimes, that there's value in not taking the plea deal, and especially not taking the first plea deal. Now, and what you'll often do is your system is to open the door for people and hand them a piece of literature as they go by. Is that one of the
techniques?
Yeah.
I stand out in front of the courthouse, and I'm the only one there, and I hand out dozens and dozens of flyers whenever there's arraignments.
Now, I believe you've reposted this post.
Me and others. There are other activists that do it, too.
Yep, that you do. There's more than one person that supports you in this, and I think that's great that you have to be more than one person. And what now, I believe you've reposted this. People can go to
Facebook.freetalklive. I did. I posted it right at the beginning of the show.
Facebook.freetalklive.com and see it. I will post in there what I think about it, but nonetheless, it's posted so people can see it. And some surly old guy comes through and says, "Don't hold the door for me, you moron."
That's right.
He calls you a moron.
And he said, "Don't hold the door for me and don't talk to me, you moron."
Don't hold the door for me and don't talk to me, you moron.
He sounds like a interesting
pleasant
person.
Gentleman. Now, just a little background on this individual. I've seen him countless times at this courthouse before. I suspect he is an attorney because of that, but I don't know exactly what his role is. I don't know if he's a prosecutor, a defense attorney, or if he just works for the court in some manner as not an attorney. But he is a familiar face at the courthouse.
Okay.
And most bureaucrats, by the way, are friendly. When they come in, even if they're the prosecutor or whatever, they appreciate the door being held for them. You know, have cordial conversations with the state troopers that come through, etc. I hold the door for everybody. I don't discriminate on who I hold the door for.
Nope, but he said, "Don't hold the door for me, and don't speak to me, you moron."
Yep.
And
I hadn't said
that
anything
to him.
That's
a really good impression, Mark.
Except for maybe
I have no clue, but it certainly sounds like a grumpy old guy, doesn't it?
I may have said good morning, and that would have been the only thing I would have said.
"Don't say good morning to me, you moron." So what? And then a couple, hour and a half later?
No, half an hour later. I'm only there for an hour.
Half an hour later, he comes out, and you decide that the best course of action that you can do after dealing with a grumpy, surly old guy that frequents the courthouse is that you can follow him to his car and take pictures of him.
That's right.
And
I wanted to know who he was.
Well,
so I needed to get a picture of him.
And I think that, one, you've jumped to a conclusion is that he's an officer of the court. I think it's a reasonable conclusion, but that doesn't make it right.
I was right.
If he's an officer of the court, then I think that you have a little more
standing. Lawyers are officers of the court, right?
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Yes, an officer. He's a lawyer, or like an officer of the court. And so, therefore, he's more of a public figure. He's especially responsible for the court building. If you're an officer of the court, you should be making people feel welcome at the courthouse.
You think so?
In my opinion. And
there are plenty of courts where that doesn't happen, but
he represents the court in some way. However, he may just be a concerned citizen that shows up at a lot of court
things. He might be.
It's unlikely, but it's possible. Mm-hmm. And if you followed a concerned citizen back to their car and began taking pictures of them, in my opinion, you have maybe not from the legal sense, but from an ethical and moral sense, harass that person.
I'm sorry. Taking a picture of somebody is not harassment. Not at all. Not even by the legal definition is that harassment.
Just because a person bugs you.
And it wasn't like I just followed some random person back to their car.
It was a person who called you a moron.
I followed a very rude man. And I think that people who behave poorly like that in public, that there's nothing wrong with bringing attention to their behavior.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just
shine light on people.
What
like
you
that.
Need to do is you need to have the highest ground. You're an activist. You need to have the highest ground at all the times that you can claim it for yourself, because there's going to be times when you can't claim it. And here, you don't have it. You just don't have the highest ground. So that's my opinion on this.
Because I took his picture, I'm on low ground.
Yeah, I don't ridiculous. Think you should have hassled this guy.
He was technically in a public place.
So totally public.
Technically, sure, Ian had a right to. But here's my ruling from the court of Free Talk Live. I'm the judge now. All right. So
judge,
you have every right to take a photo of him. I see your motives. I don't think that they were bad motives. But on the other hand, I see Mark's point of view. It's kind of a little bit petty. I mean,
you think so?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why should he be allowed to get away with what he did?
Your activism, that's just it. Like, people are going to try and bring you down when you're doing your activism. But it makes you a better person to just ignore them. Because, I mean, this is one of the things I was, somebody made a post today that this makes me think of. And it's when someone picks on you or is mean to you, it's because they don't like themselves.
Sure.
And you're a reflection of what they'd like to be. And so maybe he's just angry with his life and wishes he could be doing what you're doing. So
certainly possible.
You know, maybe like reach out to him and be like, so what is...
Well, you already told me not to talk to him.
Well, yeah, but sometimes you have to...
Then I would be violating his request at that point.
Well, it's okay. I mean, you can violate people's requests. You just can't physically, you know... assault them. It's fine. You can still talk to people that don't want to be talked to.
So you're advocating that I do what he asked me not to do, and that would be taking the high road?
I think so, yeah. That's my opinion on it. I think education is kind of iffy to me. Well, I think education is always beneficial.
Well, we're halfway through the story. In this case, the education I want to do is to educate the public on who the jerk is that walked into the courthouse, because they might have to deal with this guy in the future. So for me, the greater good, if you will, is to show people who this character is, ideally find out who he is. Ultimately, I will find out who he is and what it is that he does, and I predict it will be that he's an attorney. 855-453. There's half the story.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You gotta see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you would like to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian. And we have Lauren.
Lauren. Sorry, I was supposed to announce myself. Got it.
Haven't given her that coaching.
Yeah, I didn't know that I wasn't.
I was hoping the hand motion would do it, but
yeah. Being introduced each time.
Indeed.
No, I wasn't special anymore.
No princesses on this show. Anti-princess policy. Oh, zing.
Zing.
I'm telling you, Ian, you're not getting away with that last comment.
We'll get into it, I promise. But first, to tell you about, did you say who you were, Mark?
And Mark.
Okay, good. ProXPN, you can go there to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can grab their app. There's one for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. Linux users, there's a setup process, but you can do ProXPN as well. Why would you want to do ProXPN? What is it? It's a global virtual private network. Private, meaning encrypted, meaning that everything that you do online is encrypted before it reaches your internet service provider. So your ISP will no longer know what you're doing. They'll no longer know which websites you're visiting. They'll no longer know what search terms you're entering. Right now, they're probably logging that information and keeping those logs, in some cases, for up to 5 years. So you can stop that right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL, grabbing the app, getting started with ProXPN. There is a free account, so you can just jump right in and give it a try and see how this works. So again, they protect you from your ISP snooping on you, which also means that you'd be protected if you're at like a coffee shop from the system administrator snooping on you or somebody trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets, maybe steal a credit card info or bank account login information. You are protected from that by ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. You'll get the software there. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, use our discount code FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20, and that gets you 20% off the price for the lifetime of the account. So that's a pretty great discount. It actually breaks the price down to $5 per month if you get the annual plan. So it's a great deal, great privacy protections. Plus, with the premium account, you can select which server you want to connect to around the world, and you can do private torrenting. Now, word of note, if you are going to do private torrenting, I recommend the Netherlands server that they have. The Netherlands has the greatest privacy protections, far greater than any of the U.S. servers, and they have other servers like Singapore. There's another one in Prague, and I think another one in London, but Netherlands by far the best if you're going to do private torrenting. And again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Our code for the discount, 20% off, is FTL20. And if you pay with Bitcoin for the annual plan, you'll save even more. By the way, ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. So proxpn.com/FTL. We were talking about what happened to me this morning as I was out in front of the courthouse handing out don't take a plea deal information to the poor victims of the so-called justice system who were coming into court that day. There's one guy who I've seen a bunch of times. I suspect he's an attorney. I could be wrong about that. I will find out soon enough. But this guy, as I'm opening the door for him, as I do for everybody that walks in, I probably said good morning to him.
Don't hold the door for me. Says, and don't talk to me, you moron.
Yeah. And so I said, well, that's not very nice as he walks inside. And he mumbled something else as he was going in. I couldn't make out what that was.
Why would
was.
I be nice to you? Mark, you're a moron.
Mark, you do the best impressions. I swear to you.
So the rest of the story is that a half hour later, he comes out. I've decided at this point that I was going to go in and take a picture of him in the courthouse, but he did me the favor and came out.
For the greater good, right?
We'll get to that. So he walks to his car, which is parked literally right in front of the courthouse. And so I waited till he got to his car. I got my cell phone out. I got into the camera mode. I walked up, and he's like putting his jacket in the back seat. So he's still outside of his car. Snap a picture of him, and he makes some statement about anarchy. And I'm not an anarchist, but I didn't bother telling him that. I didn't in fact respond to him at all.
Because he asked you not to talk to him.
Well, I just didn't respond to him, not because he asked me to. But anyway, he makes some statement about anarchy, and then as I'm walking away and he's getting into his car, he says something else about how if I see that picture show up anywhere online, I'm going to sue you for defamation. And so at that point, I decided that I'm now going to blog about him, because previously all I wanted to do originally was just get a picture of him to show to some of my activist friends, like, hey, do you know who this guy is? It would have been a private thing, like, who is this character? But as soon as he threatened me with a defamation lawsuit, if I put the picture online, that's when I decided I'm going to put the picture online.
I've heard about you, Keniax. This doesn't sound that off from what I've been hearing.
Yeah. So is it still petty, or did it now go to a level of, maybe you should be putting that online at that point?
No, you're playing chicken with this guy. And
you're trying to call him out and see if he's
that's right. I'm calling
trying to
his
call
bluff.
His fluff. No, but that's counterproductive to what you're trying to do. You want to be trying to motivate a public to liberty. I mean, what's in this for you? I mean, what's in it for any liberty person? That just messing with this one guy, this is never going to do anything.
Right. It's too
focus on liberty.
It's two bull moose that meet each other on the plane and decide who's going to see who has bigger antlers here. Oh yeah, you said my antlers were as big as your antlers. Let me show you how my antlers work.
So you're
work.
Making the argument that the threatening aggressive man should just be
he
let
wasn't
to get
aggressive.
Away. He threatened a lawsuit. That's an aggression.
No, he did not threaten a lawsuit until you had taken the picture.
No, he threatened retaliatory force.
Taking
a picture isn't force.
All this was an escalation of violence.
If you went after him further, he was going to retaliate. If he considered you putting his picture online and putting defaming language with it, what he said with it, which is probably what he was assuming is you would say what he said.
Yeah.
And he was threatening retaliatory force because you would be compromising his character.
Well, he compromised his character by revealing it to the world.
You need to find out if you don't want to get in trouble for this. You should find out if he's a public figure.
Oh, I'm not worried.
Technically, if he's a public
anybody
figure,
on the street, I can take a picture of anybody I want on the street. And I don't take pictures of the average person on the street because they're not interesting.
You don't know that for certain at this point.
They're not interesting. But this guy was interesting, and the conflict is interesting. And if this guy...
As long as you are clear that this is a conflict and that you aren't necessarily in the right and he isn't necessarily in the wrong, this is simply an escalation of force. This guy has every right not to have the door held for
you. Posting a blog is not force. That's okay, shining light on a scumbag in this case.
An escalation of jackassery, okay? So what we have here is a guy who called you names like a jackass, and you who responded, you know, well, you decided, well, I'm going to think about this for a minute, and you had an entire half an hour to respond, and you decided, I will take the jackass route, and you follow him
to his
car.
Taking a picture as being a jackass.
And calling somebody a moron as being a jackass. And so you go to his car, you snap a picture of him, he says, you're going to put that in a picture on the internet, I'm going to get you. And you say, oh, yeah? Well, I'll put it on the internet then.
Yeah.
You know, and
come and get me.
If he comes to the door, then you're going to do it again. I mean, you're not going to be back down.
Oh, yeah, next time I see him, I'm going to record video of him.
Because you and Jay would get along very well. I bet you did.
You are an adrenaline junkie, and this guy simply fed your addiction.
Hey, you guys are really into this adrenaline thing in Keene. I've heard lots about it here. Well, I've seen Derek J's videos.
It's a big town.
You're both arguing to let this guy get away with what he did.
I say, take the higher ground.
He got upset with you. I mean, he didn't really. It's not like he committed some heinous crime against the Liberty community. He just told you to go F off. That's it.
Okay, so I'm.
I think people need to know who people are that misbehave, and that way people that misbehave know they can't get away with that stuff.
If I put online every time somebody told me to F off, people would never listen to me ever again.
Yeah, but how many people tell you that to your face?
A lot.
Really? Okay, well. I don't have that experience.
I'm an objectivist. People immediately object.
Let's go to the phones. Eric's in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian. On this situation, you're not wrong, but I think everybody's just trying to tell you there may be a better way to go about it.
Like what?
Well, you say this guy is a frequenter of the courthouse, right?
Yes.
But it's not like you're not going to see him again, right?
I'm definitely going to see him again, and I'll have my video camera ready.
Well, now, next time you have your video camera ready and you open the door for him, you know, then that's a good...
Oh, he asked me not to open the door for him, so I won't open the door for him.
Well, at any rate, you're going to have instances of him running across you at the courthouse again when you do have a camera. And that would probably be better activist filming than posting, you know, you following him to his car or something. I'm not saying that it was wrong to do that, but some people see that as aggression. Just being
sure. Honest. I mean, some people think taking a picture of someone is aggression. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
They think I'm going to steal their soul or something like that.
Right. It's a gray area. It's totally subjective. And like I say, you're not in the wrong. I think everybody loves your activism. That's certainly not true.
I don't think it's aggression to run down the street taking pictures of the same person over and over again. It's just a jerk move.
I didn't run down the street.
No, I didn't say you did.
I walked up to his car and I took his picture.
I agree. I concur.
He's setting up a case scenario. That's not what you did.
Eric, thanks for your call. I appreciate the thoughts. We'll continue here in hour number two. We'll talk about the greater good as well. Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to MeowBit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?